2 weeks of radically trusting God. Trying to sum up the 2 weeks of solely relying on Jesus in every part of my life is hard to put into few words. I experienced God truly as my shepherd. Psalm 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A familiar phrase you have probably heard before, and one I have written in a previous blog, but holds such significance. A shepherd guides, provides, protects, goes with and before, comforts, and works hard to prepare the grounds for the goodness that follows. I got to tangibly experience God as my shepherd, all that I need. Before I tell you what happened, I want you to know what I heard. Leading up to our time of ATO, Ask the Lord, where we ask God where to go and what to do, and listen for his voice to obey, our team had been praying about these two things, where to go and what to do, for a few weeks. As we left our ministry location in Albania and Elbasan to head to the capital, Tirana, for a few days of debrief with the squad to say goodbye to our lovely leaders, we found out that most of the other ministry teams on our squad already knew the location where they would go, the ministry that they would be serving with, and some even where they would be staying. However, leading up to this moment, our team of four, Desiree, Emma, Jesse, and I, still did not have even one of those answers. Before leaving Elbasan, both Emma and Desiree spoke that they had heard God tell them that Jesse and I had an answer and to trust our decision. Honestly, this was some heavy weight to carry. To be completely honest, it definitely felt and made me press harder into listening, because in order to hear God tell me something, it's going to require me to be still and to listen. So Jesse and I prayed both together and apart, leading up until debrief, and saw and heard these words and images: by the waters, hook, fisherman, planted by the water, Psalm 1:3, time of rest before reaping the harvest, equipping, learning, refocusing our eyes on God, stillness and peace, separation, indignation, harbor, the story of Ruth, that God will be with us anywhere, the location, Vlora or Gollum, and driven by Shalom. It was quite a bit of a lead, but still not really enough to know where to go and what to do. And separation, indignation, those don't sound the most glamorous, but we pressed on. So here's the story. Sunday, February 18th. It was our last day in Tirana before heading out for 2 weeks of ATL. That evening during worship, as I prayed, I told God I needed help. I didn't have an answer. All I knew was by the waters, and, well, half of Albania is on the coast, by the waters. So I prayed specifically about Vlora and Gollum. As I was on my knees, face down to the ground, I heard God say, "One step at a time, just get on the bus." I fought for a bit, saying, "That's scary." And I just could hear this gentle voice whisper something back like, "Exactly, just trust me." So I got up, went over to where Jesse was, and told her what I had heard God speak. Her response was simple: "I have a lot of peace in that." In that moment, we both had this mutual confidence and unexplainable peace to trust God and get on a bus the next day and head to Flora. That night, as I was in the bathroom, I started humming some tunes. Not really a normal thing for me to do. And suddenly, I heard a very familiar tune, but one I didn't entirely know. So I kept humming. And then the sound turned into the words: "Shalom, shalom, the Lord is in your midst." Quickly, I remembered those words, the words of a song a missionary in Guatemala once sung over me as I prayed against a spirit of fear. I knew this was from God. I hadn't heard that song in over 4 months. I grabbed my Bible and journal, ran up to the terrace, and just began to pray and dive in the lyrics of these songs, of this song. Lyrics that were so parallel to the words God had been speaking and the scripture I'd been reading. Wow. To say the least, I cried many tears as I made the connections and knew without a doubt his voice is whose I had been hearing. Driven by Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Monday, February 19th. We packed up and headed out shortly after lunch. After a few hours on a bus, we hopped off, strapped our packs on, and began the hike. For the next 3 hours, we walked in the Spirit, asking God to lead our steps and guide us to a place to stay. Hotel after hotel after hotel, no peace. The best direction we had was by the waters. So that's where we continued to go. It was getting late, our bodies were tired, no hostels were near, and our budget was low. We decided the safest option for the night would be a hotel in that area, even though it meant spending into another day's budget. Despite the differences of emotions, we trusted God. What seemed unsuccessful for day one was really just God telling us to wait. Tuesday, February 20th. The night before, we spent a good amount of time trying to book an Airbnb, but kept running into various issues. Again, on this morning, we woke up with hopes of booking the Airbnb. However, even using different phones, different card information, and different lengths of stay, it still wouldn't work. We had to check out of our hotel shortly before lunch, so we headed to our new hotspot restaurant, Brooklyn's. For the next few hours, we attempted to book an Airbnb or find a hostel in the budget, but once again ran into problems. Jesse even called the Airbnb contact and was informed there were no red flags on the account and we should be able to easily book. At this point, it was becoming a little frustrating, but also a little obvious that God did not have an Airbnb or hostel in his plan. After we got a bite to eat, we took a break to just go sit in God's presence by the water. Remember that word, by the waters? Well, here it is again. Where did it go? As we took off all of our packs, yes, we were still carrying our life everywhere with us, we sat down to just be still with God. Jesse had felt prompted to go talk to a group of young people out on this concrete circle in the water, and Desiree went with her. Emma and I stayed back with our packs, interceding with expectation. As I watched this interaction happen, I had so much peace. Shortly after they returned and told us the news, the people they met were missionaries our age from Italy. They didn't know any place we could stay, but they did invite us over for a life group they were having that night, with homemade Italian dinner. We remained by the waters as the afternoon passed by, talking to Jesus and just resting in his presence, trusting his plan. As we sat along the waters on some steps, I began to feel an urge to talk to this one guy sitting a short distance away. I turned to Jesse and asked how she was doing, and she replied saying that she feels like she needs to talk to the man. That's when it was clear. She felt it. I felt it. It's definitely Jesus telling us. So Jesse got up and began a conversation with him, and I joined in soon after. This man named John, which names are being changed for privacy in this blog, was a 19-year-old professional football player in Albania from Egypt and identified himself as Muslim. Jesse and I could tell he was very strong in his faith. He spoke with gentleness, asked a lot of questions, and from that day onward became a great friend. While Jesse and I were talking with John, Desiree and Emma were talking with a woman named Rose. Again, name changed for the purpose of privacy. I don't know how much about that conversation as a whole, but I do know that Rose was open to meeting up again and was searching for something to satisfy her heart. After a few days of talking with these new friends, it was now time to head to the 9th floor of an apartment for dinner with our Italian missionary friends. As we arrived, we went up 2 by 2 in the elevator with all of our packs on still. Once on the 9th floor, we took all of our packs off and were welcome into Nona's. Nona's means grandmother in Italian. We were welcomed into Nona's home. To give you a little family tree here, the Italian missionaries our age that we had met are staying with full-time missionaries Lila and Lonnie. Lonnie is Nona's son. The night goes on, we hear a couple testimonies, eat dinner, and then get asked the question, "Where are y'all staying tonight?" To which we honestly replied, "We aren't sure yet, but we trust God." As Nona spoke in Italian to Lila, Lila translated in English to us the words. She wants to know if y'all want to stay here tonight. Our answer was an obvious yes. This home was a place of peace. She then asked how long we would stay in Vlora, and after hearing we would stay for 2 weeks, she extended the invitation for us to stay with her the entire length of our stay. Praise God, he truly popped off and provided. With a content mind, expecting to sleep on our sleeping pads on the floor, we were overly excited as we were welcomed into 2 bedrooms, one with 2 twin beds and one with a full-size bed. Just the right amount for 4 people to sleep comfortably. Thanks, God. Wednesday, February 21st. Our first day of ministry for ATL. We slept in a little and had a warm welcome in the kitchen with breakfast and cappuccinos by Nona. Soon after eating, I received a response to an email I had sent out the day before. I heard there was a YWAM, Youth with a Mission team, in Vlora, so had previously contacted them, explaining our time of ATO and asking for connections to a place to stay. The lady who responded, Daisy, asked if we could meet up for coffee to talk more. A couple hours later, we met up for coffee and found out that Daisy already knew Lila and Lonnie and Nona. In fact, Daisy lived on the floor above us at the apartment. We heard a little about her ministry and were welcomed into an even bigger family of peace. God truly provided so many believers, missionaries, in fact, for us to love, serve with, and be loved by. Daisy had told us that the night before, when she read the email really late, her and her husband were praying so much for us, for provision and protection. Little did she know, her prayers were being answered as Nona opened her home up to us. What a beautiful story of trusting God and allowing him to show us that he will really provide for every one of our needs. February 22nd to March 2nd. As the days passed by, our team was able to help in various ministry ways, whether it was helping serve lunch for the elderly, dancing and face painting at an event for at-risk children, helping Nona get groceries, or attending events that the Italian missionaries hosted. We got to join in on the ways God was already at work. In the middle of our time spent with the local missionaries, we also went out to coffee shops for Bible studies, made new friends, spent a lot of time with John and one of his roommates, evangelized, played basketball, and sat by the waters. I spent many hours with God just sitting by the waters or walking alongside the beach. This was my favorite place of rest and peace. March 3rd through the 4th. As our time of ATL in Vlora was quickly coming to an end, we knew we didn't want the relationships we just made to be completely abandoned. And since God graciously connected us to many amazing people, we connected our new friends with our local believer friends. John came to Life Group and got to hear Lila and Lonnie's testimonies. God is pursuing him deeply. He lives with three Christian roommates, met the four of us from the States, got introduced to the Italian missionaries, and is basically surrounded entirely by God's love, the one true love. Emma got to meet up with Rose again for coffee 2 days before leaving. During that coffee conversation, she got to hear about Rose's life, share some of her own testimony, and share the gospel with Rose. Through God alone, Rose's eyes and heart were open and ready to receive. She said yes to Jesus and decided to surrender her life and follow him, another daughter in the kingdom of God. The next day, our team decided to have Bible study at a coffee shop, and Rose met up to join us. This girl is truly on fire to know Jesus. She asked so many questions and truly had a heart and mind that was so hungry and thirsty for the word of God and truth. She kept saying, "This is the best day of my life." And when given a Bible of her own to keep, she cried tears of joy, saying it was truly the best gift she could receive. Wow, truly humbling. Let's all go back to that first love. The first love when we fell in love with Jesus and were filled with so much joy and excitement and desire. Daily we should remember the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and who we are truly living for. Thanks, God. Let's wrap up the story now. I could share so much more with you that happened during this time period, but it would take a whole book to write out. Whether it was graffitiing the gospel on a wall to share with an artist in his language, KFC runs with John and his friends, beach walks and small conversations with strangers, or the stories we heard about the missionary Bible smuggler we met, it was quite an adventurous time ATLing. So to close this story, I'm going to share the list of words I mentioned at the beginning and draw the connections in a sentence or two in case you missed it or I didn't talk about it due to time. Here's possibly the most radical 2 weeks of my life, walking with the Lord, my shepherd. What God spoke and was fulfilled. By the waters. By the waters was the location we met the Italian missionaries and John and Rose, all on the second day. By the waters was where we felt the most peace and where I found much rest. Hook. Hook can be referred to as righteousness, or it can be referred to as being hooked on Jesus, being hooked so much that we can do nothing but follow him in his word. This was Rose, being so hooked on Jesus. Fisherman, fishing for souls. Talks about it in Matthew 4:14. Follow Jesus and he will teach us how to fish for people. This is the case with John, fishing for men. Planted by the water, Psalm 1:3. Where the righteous man bears fruit because it is planted by rivers of water. And fruit has a season. And there's a time of rest before reaping the harvest. We truly rested physically and spiritually during our time there. And we got to see the harvest of rose 2 days before leaving. Equipping and learning. There we spent lots of time reading the Bible, praying by the waters, doing Bible studies together, and watching sermons. Refocusing our eyes on God. We were forced to be still and look up at God when our plans were not being carried out, especially when trying to book the Airbnb. Stillness and peace. Meditating on the word by the waters, I found much peace by the waters. Separation. This could refer to many things, but our team was physically separated most of our time here or time there during the day since Emma had gotten sick for a while. We also spent a lot of time of individually being in the Lord's presence and saw people that were separated from God by sin and need of a Savior. Indignation. Didn't have time to mention this story, but Jesse poured into a relative of someone we worked with there in a lot of ways. He was going through a tough time of addiction, and Jesse got to share testimonies from those close to her in her own life to encourage him and help his eyes refocus on Jesus. Indignation drove Jesse to action. Harbor symbolizes a safe place providing refuge and comfort, a shelter, protection, definitely known as house. The Lord protected us each day. Ruth, the story of Ruth, knowing that God will be with us anywhere. Ultimately, when choosing a location, we knew that no matter which location we chose to go to, God was going to be with us, and he did. Location, Vlora or Gollum? Jesse and I mutually decided on Vlora, but never really talked about a why or why not for Gollum. It was just unspoken agreement and peace. Driven by Shalom, the song I heard, Shalom. It was one I listened to almost every day while I was there, one my team began listening to, and one that truly reminded me that the Lord is my Prince of Peace, the one who helps us in provision, protection, and direction, the one who gives me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Even in tough circumstances, driven by Shalom. Thanks, God. Thanks for 2 incredible weeks that taught me how to hear your voice clearly and rely on you in all things.